Ryan Hansen is here to talk about the legendary Club Skirts Dinosaur Weekend that's celebrating its 30th year and takes place April 1st through April 5th in Palm Springs, California, and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Mariah.
Charlotte, how are you?
Fine, how are you? It's so good to talk to you again.
I'm busy planning the diner, but I couldn't be going better, so I'm doing really well.
Tell us about how the diner came about 30 years ago.
Oh, you know, I was really good at throwing parties in college, believe it or not. Was actually notorious or infamous for throwing parties that eventually caused a ban on campus parties at Sonoma State University. So that was my early beginnings. When I was in my early 20s, the whole concept of a nightclub promoter was relatively new, and I jumped on it immediately and started throwing clubs around San Francisco. And a couple years into that, simply because I had the bravado of youth, I thought I would take on the burgeoning Dinosaur Weekend that had a couple years under its belt. But I came and I brought a concept that had never really been considered. Why not take over an entire hotel? Why not take the risk of signing a contract that made you responsible for every room so that your customers could live in an all-inclusive, all-female world for the weekend? And I booked the Palm Springs Museum because I thought, why not offer the best space that Palm Springs has to offer? And it hit the first year, and I became pretty quickly the only player. I took on some partners, I think a year or two into the Dyna, but it just quickly grew with some imagination into this internationally renowned event. And those are my humble beginnings. I also will tell you that after my party at the museum, they banned me from ever doing it again. So I think being banned is kind of a common theme in my career.
Who will be performing and what spotlight events have you planned for this year?
Our lineup this year is so incredible. And I know, I say that every year, but this year I'm blown away. So we have Allie Brooke, who's from Fifth Harmony, and just like Camila Cabello, is starting her own solo career, and it looks like it's going to take off. We have Saweetie, who is this outrageous female rapper who does life on her own terms. She has her own clothing line. She just simply is one of those women that says, there's no glass ceiling for me. So she's an incredible role model. I have Jazzy, who is a rapper who's really been a songwriter and penned some incredible songs, including, say, you know, Old Country Road, and she has embarked on a solo career, so will be probably one of the first events she does as Jazzy, who's this incredible performer and songwriter. We have Swish, a non-binary performer with the most amazing voice imaginable. Gosh, we have Umi, who's bringing her full band. She's neo-soul and R&B, and just incredible. This is an act I would not miss because she's so talented. We have Young Baby Tate, who is just up for a Grammy Award. She is also kind of a hip-hop rapper. We have Leighton Green, who's right now currently on Billboard's Top 100. She's an incredible performer and songwriter, and I just love her. Gosh, we have a couple of more. Madison Page, supermodel, lesbian extraordinaire, who's doing a performance with us. We are in some talks with a couple other artists who want to play the event, so the lineup is still just going on and on and on. We have a lot of influencers this year, including Casey Clark, who is from Big Brother, and she's just a bundle of joy, really. So the lineup, how it's all coming together, we're working on some things with Showtime right now. It's phenomenal. It's going to be an incredible 30th anniversary.
So who will be performing on your comedy night?
Comedy night, we decided to do something really different this year. So we're doing two shows. We're doing a show with queer comics, Gina Yashir, who's just beloved in our community, Dana Goldberg, also one of the best comics out there, and Diana Leffert, who is not LGBT-oriented, but she happens to be my niece, and so it's a little bit of nepotism, but she's pretty damn funny. So I think the lineup is great, and then I decided to do something really different, because the truth of the matter is, in all these questions about gender fluidity and where it fits in the queer and lesbian community, I have always taken the stance that the Dine-In is a lesbian event or a queer women event, but that if your best friend's a guy, bring him. I just don't believe in that kind of separatism. So we always have a few good men at the Dine-In. And I had heard that John Waters was talking effusively about the Dine-In in a show he performed a couple of years ago in Palm Springs. And I thought, wow, that's kind of cool. He's an icon. And I got him on the phone, and he was so excited at the possibility of doing a one-man show, the Lesbro show, specifically for the Dine-In. That is the content of this show. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I love the messaging of inclusivity and that we can keep a very respectful balance, and yet we should every now and then celebrate the men in our lives that make a difference for us. And John Waters is definitely at the top of that apex of men who really care about the community as a whole, who normalize the fringe, who make a really grand statement about being all we can be exactly as we are. And so I'm very excited about the comedy aspect, and that'll be on Saturday night.
What would you like to accomplish with the Dine-In this year?
I have been on a forward movement of really creating messaging at the Dine-In of inclusivity, visibility, being seen, heard, and felt, and creating some healing at the Dine-In. And I know that sounds kind of funny after when you consider that the Dine-In is 5 days of a bit of a Bacchanalian festivity. But yet, what happens at the Dine-In is that people come from all over the world, all over the country, places that are segregated. The Dine-In kind of stands for our own beautiful world for 5 days where no ism is allowed in the doors, and we can create a world that is accepting and that's inclusive, that celebrates our femaleness, our power, our empowerment. And that intention is set by every single staff member that works the Dine-In. You don't get hired unless you hear a spiel from me about what I'm really doing with the Dine-In. And so the buy-in is 100% with everybody that works at it. And we create the most powerful, energetic imprint for people that weekend. And then we invite them on Sunday to take this incredible, amazing vibration that we created over the weekend of tolerance, acceptance, visibility, celebrating our lives out loud, and bring it home with you. Because if we can do it for 5 days, why can't we do it for 360 more?
How do you see our LGBTQ community surviving the Trump administration as we head into the election in November?
I believe our community will survive any administration. I think the Trump administration is such a stain on our country's dignity, our morality, our sense of right and wrong. And yet, it's also a beacon for us, a reminder that don't get too comfortable. Things can change on a dime. We need, as LGBT Americans, to join with every other like-minded American to fight for civil rights, to fight for the freedoms that this country has so beautifully created in our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. This is an amazing country. Our government, in theory, it's beautiful. I don't think there's any other government in the world that can match it. But we, it's of the people, by the people, for the people. So it's up to us to defend that. And we should never, ever feel, no matter what administration that we are in, that it's always going to be the way it is today. So if it's bad, it's going to change. If it's good, it could change. We need to fight every single day of our lives for the best country we can be living in. And that's an individual practice. So we'll survive it, but we're not going to survive it sitting down and complaining about it. We're going to survive it by being active, by caring, by joining with other like-minded people to make a very bold statement that this is unacceptable. And I think one thing that every American needs to remember is that we have the constitutional right to vote, and to not exercise that right is just as much of a stain as any other we're experiencing right now, that it's up to us to get involved and stay involved. And your vote is one of your most powerful tools to do that. So please, anyone who is even considering a boycott or a rogue vote, don't do it. Vote with your heart and your conscience, but vote.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids?
My advice is to reach out to stay connected, that there are resources for you. There's community centers within, hopefully within driving distance. There's sympathetic people that you can always talk to. The worst thing we can do when we're in troubled times is to isolate. It's dangerous. It leaves you to your worst devices at times, when in fact, when we reach out, when we connect, when we ask for help, that's a strength and not a weakness. We can get that help, and we can prevail in the knowing that we have support, and then we'll get through this, because the truth of the matter is, it does get better. And there isn't an LGBTQIA American who hasn't experienced troubled times coming out. It's never been easier, but hopefully it's getting easier. And there is help. People care about the experience. And so reach out. Communicate. Don't isolate.
How can people get information about Club Skirts Dinosaur Weekend?
You can get information about the Club Skirts Dinosaur Weekend through our website, thedina.com, through our fan page on Facebook, which is Club Skirts Dinosaur Weekend, or Instagram, which is at Dinosaur, and all of those platforms will keep you as up to date with the information about the event as possible.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I love the question, what's the best way to experience the Dyna? And my answer is always the same, especially to newbies. Pace yourself, drink a lot of water, stay in the shade, get a good amount of sleep, because what happens often is it's such an amazing feeling being at the Dyna that you end up overdoing it the first or second day and you miss events. And I'll tell you, the vibe at every event is so amazing that you really don't want to miss anything. And so take care of yourself while you're at the Dyna, and make sure that you're doing all the things that keep you healthy, keep you paced, so that you don't miss a minute of this incredible weekend.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
The mantra that I have been using lately is from my spiritual teacher, Barbara DeAngelis, and it's really simple, but I love it. It's, can you do better? If you ask yourself that in every choice point, can I do better? I think the answer is always going to be yes. And so it raises the bar for me as a human being to always make the best and highest choice. And that's always my goal, but it really helps to insert that little question before I make a decision of any magnitude. Can I do better? Can I do better in this situation? Can I be kinder? Can I be more broad in my thinking? Can I do better? I love it. I live by it. And I invite other people to start considering that little simple phrase. Can I do better? The answer is always yes.